May Jesus Christ be praised and may His Holy Mother pray for us. In the Gospel today, we see faith. We don't hear some long discussion about faith. We don't hear a brilliant homily from one of the apostles about faith. We see it. We see faith in the Gospel. We see faith in a time of desperation and discouragement. We see faith in a time of sickness. We see faith in Jairus. And we see faith in the woman with the hemorrhage. We see faith in them. Yesterday morning, I saw faith as two new priests were ordained for this diocese. Yesterday afternoon, as I presided for a wedding in Charlotte, I saw faith as a young man and a young woman were united in the sacrament of holy matrimony. And every Sunday and every day, I see faith as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist. Nearly every day, I see faith as good people seek the mercy of God in the sacrament of reconciliation. Every month, I see faith as parents bring their children to the waters of baptism. And I see faith when I visit the sick and the dying. I'm surrounded by opportunities to see faith. We are all surrounded by living examples of faith. And seeing faith gives strength to our faith. Seeing faith in others strengthens our own faith. So when our faith is challenged, when our faith is weak, when our faith is only holding on by the final threads that attach us to the cross of Jesus Christ, we come here because here we see faith. When our faith is weak, we come here to see faith. When our faith grows cold, we come here to see faith. And when our faith is strong, when we approach the Lord Jesus with the faith of Jairus, and when we approach the Lord Jesus with the faith of the woman in the Gospel, we show faith. And we become living examples of faith. We become signs of faith. And faith brings us to Jesus. And Jesus brings us to eternal life. Amen.